U.S. Senator Mike Enzi is facing Charlie Hardy in the upcoming general election. In his time in office, Senator Enzi has been a key player on issues such as No Child Left Behind and the Affordable Care Act. We begin our conversation by discussing the ACA. After we finally get through the election and maybe there's an opportunity to work on some things, what are the areas in that act that you'd really like to focus on to see if we can straighten out?
Well, we need to do something to increase competition. Because if we can increase competition, we can bring prices down. That's the only way that it'll work. But there are a whole bunch of flaws that need to be corrected, and the president knows they're there. He's delayed them until just after the election. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he didn't just let us do them, because on a lot of them we have 60 or 70 co-sponsors on it, which means they could fly right through. A lot of those have to do with employees and how many hours they can work before they count against the Affordable Care. And they changed that from 40 hours down to 30 hours, which means you really have to work only 29 hours, which means you probably have to work two jobs, which means you're working 58 hours and not getting any overtime and maybe taking up somebody else's job. And a lot of people recognize that as a major flaw. Small business is having quite a problem with deciding whether to expand or not based on that sort of thing. And I run into that quite a bit in Wyoming with somebody saying, I got this great new location. What do you think? And I ask them how many employees they've got. They say 45. How many are you going to need? They say 45 more. I say, better take a look at what the penalties are that'll kick in, the costs that'll kick in, and that usually keeps them from doing it. That would be so easy to correct.
Do you think that one's an easy one that quick?
I think so. I think there could be up to 25 fixes that would be done relatively quickly, provided the president wants them to have them done, and I think he does.
Are we at the point where we're sort of stuck with it and we need to make it better?
There are some parts of it that do work, and those need to be maintained. But on the whole, there are so many parts of that are in conflict and that have extra cost that don't need to cost that with the exception of some of those parts, it might be easier to go back and start over again. We haven't had a chance to look at the unintended consequences of any one of the pieces. It's so massive.
You talk about increased competition, and obviously that is the huge problem in the state of Wyoming, a lack of competition. What fix could help a state like this?
Health savings accounts would help that, where people can make their own choices, put the money away. If they don't use it, it's still their money. The interest that gains on it would still be theirs, but the biggest thing is they could make their own choices. And the biggest thing that would allow their choices to be more rational is if there was more transparency on pricing. And another thing that would increase competition is if people could buy across state lines, even nationwide. We get into some problems with insurance commissioners at that point, but I figured out how to solve those too. So all of the problems out there are solvable, but you got to bite them off one bite at a time instead of trying the whole meal in one gulp.
Well, you battled with No Child Left Behind. We're still working on that one. I mean, yeah. Is this going to be something that's going to take decades to figure out, do you think?
Well, it shouldn't. No, I think a lot of the solutions are out there, and there are a lot of co-sponsors on the solutions. We just need to be able to bring them up.
Speaking of No Child Left Behind, I was listening to the superintendent debate last night, and you know, it just continues to come up and be a thorn in some people's side in our state. I know you've made some fixes. You've made some progress. What still is out there?
Well, we actually haven't gotten to do the fixes, and we should have gotten to do the fixes. And I worked with Senator Harkin, who's the Democrat in charge of the committee, and we were coming up with a plan for fixing the bad parts of No Child Left Behind and turning it back to where it's about the child, not the teacher, not the school, and not the general population, but focusing on the child. And at that point, the president said to us that he wanted to do waivers instead. Now, as we found out, there is a provision in the bill for waivers, but it's just to excuse people from some of the flaws in the bill. It's not to excuse them in exchange for them doing some national school board stuff. And that's where the big problem came in. The president gave out extra money to states if they would ask for a waiver and comply with his requirements, which is his testing, his Common Core, his teacher evaluation. And so far as I know, there isn't any state that's complied with that yet, even though they took the money. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see now whether they're going to go back and request the money back now from those states that did not meet the deadlines that they were supposed to. And that's primarily why Wyoming didn't put in for a waiver. They weren't going to take money for something that they didn't think they could do. And, of course, we have the Common Core controversy. And When that was designed, that was supposed to be a model, not a mandate.
Nobody's ever talking about endangered species issues in this state, but and certainly haven't been talking about the wolf issue much. I was joking the other day that I think I've done a national record on stories about one particular species out there, and that's the wolf. But I want to ask your opinion. First off, Governor Mead will probably, if he hasn't already, come to the delegation and see if we could get the same type of legislation passed that we saw in Montana and Idaho that made it legal just to bypass the court system. What do you think the prospects are for that?
Oh, we're already, our delegation's already working on that. And Montana and Idaho are going to work with us on it. So is Michigan and Wisconsin and other states that have had the same wolf problem. Because the judge that made the ruling even said, yes, there are more wolves since Wyoming managed it. There are more mating pairs since Wyoming managed it, and there are less conflicts with wild game and with humans and with cattle. If the system's working, you'd let it work, and I think the other states will recognize that that's the best way. Plus, I think Fish and Wildlife will join us because they don't have any money to manage the wolves in Wyoming since it was given to Wyoming. So it'll be a money problem plus just pure logic.
It may be one of the few bipartisan bills that we'll see the president and Republicans all work together on.
There are lots of possibilities for bipartisan bills out there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one of them.
I want to ask you a couple of energy questions, if I could, before we let you go. And one is just efforts on clean coal. I know, again, in our state, a lot of attitude towards putting a lot more money into clean coal technology and that sort of thing. As you look at it from a big picture, and I know you support that, but I sometimes wonder, are we wasting our time?
Well, one of the things we've been doing in conjunction with some of the towns in Wyoming is trying to get senior staff from Washington to come out and actually look at the coal industry. And we've been pretty successful in getting some major people out. On this year's tour, there was a person, senior staffer from Washington State, who had a whole bunch of the myths cleared up just by coming out here and visiting. Their biggest one is that coal dust will blow off the train and Washington State will be black. And we keep emphasizing to them that nobody lets their product that they intend to sell blow away. My biggest disappointment with the war on coal is the lack of belief in ingenuity of the American people. I mean, here we are talking in a university that had a project that what they were going to do in conjunction with General Electric, and it was to improve coal. And they could see what was happening with the emphasis on coal, and they said, oh, we better postpone this because whatever products we come up with, we're not going to be able to sell them.
Last thing on oil exports, I was curious your thoughts on that because we obviously have a lot of oil in our country right now, has been reported here recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm still checking to see what kind of an effect that would have on prices in the United States. I think we really ought to get to that point of energy independence that we keep talking about and then talk about how we sell the excess product.
U.S. Senator Mike Enzi, always nice chatting with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.